Hello, everybody. Here I am outside Bull House on Bull Lane in Lewes, Sussex. And the famous thing about this is not so much the house, but the fact that Thomas Paine lived here. Thomas Paine, who, as he said himself, lived to some purpose, involved in both the French Revolution and the American Revolution. So born in Norfolk in a lower middle class family, and he used to make ladies' undergarments. So largely self-educated, but the fact that he was making lingerie was certainly used against him by conservatives who tried to ridicule him on that basis, as though that in any way undermined the logic or truth of what he had to say. So then he moved here, he worked as a customs agent for some time. We're not too far from the sea, so I suppose Radicali would think that was a bit not on, because he was obviously working for the government, he was always oppressive. Remember, there's no income tax back there, so taxing imports and exports and so on, that's how the government got its revenue. It says here, born 1737, and he moved here much later, 1768, so worked for customs and excise, and he later had a shop selling tobacco when almost everybody smoked, and he wrote Common Sense, a book which he wrote in very plain English, the idea that it was comprehensible to the average person. So a lot of people were illiterate in this country as well as the United States, so a lot of people had it read aloud to them, and even completely uneducated people could follow the force of the argument. And he ridiculed the notion of a monarchy or the hereditary principle, saying you wouldn't want your novelists elected on a hereditary basis. Just because a man is gifted at whatever, that doesn't guarantee his son is. Even if his son is gifted, it doesn't guarantee his eldest son. Could be a second or a third son. Because remember, you know, people had loads of children back then, and of course they completely ignored daughters in all this. So then he went to France after the French Revolution, held in such high regard, he was even elected to the National Convention despite being unable to speak French. He'd been in the United States earlier, just before the Revolution, and he wrote that book. He ridiculed monarchy on the basis that it so often gives us an ass for a lion. You think what kingly qualities are supposed to be, someone who is courageous, someone with leadership qualities, who's intelligent, who's a gifted orator, who's an inspiring leader, who bears himself with regal dignity, yeah, has a certain aura of majesty about him, but so often that wasn't the case. You might get a Prince Andrew, someone who's ignorant, oafish, entitled, arrogant, idle, cowardly, treacherous, all the rest of it. Just even subnormal. All right, so that was him. He loathed George III and the Prince Regent, later King George IV. So that's him. He's indeed buried in the United States. Obviously, he would have been executed had he fallen into the hands of the Crown forces. So that's Thomas Paine, or Tom Paine, is his name to many. And he also famously wrote The Rights of Man. He believed in secularism, the abolition of slavery. I'm not sure where he stood on gender equality, racial equality. I don't think he even mentioned homosexuality. Right up there is a pub called The Rights of Man to honour Thomas Paine, who lived in this house for some years, okay, and advocated that every man certainly ought to have the right to vote, believed in equality, a truly revolutionary notion in those days. That's Tom Paine's house in Lewes.